This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump on Sunday extended his stay-at-home guidelines until the end of April, dropping a hotly criticized plan to get the economy up and running by mid-April, after a top medical advisor said more than 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus outbreak. The reversal by Mr. Trump, which he said would be disclosed in greater detail Tuesday, came as the U.S. death toll topped more than 25,000 from the respiratory disease, according to a Reuters tally, with more than 141,000 cases, the most of any country in the world. Earlier on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNN that the pandemic could ultimately kill between 100,000 and 200,000 people in the United States if mitigation was not successful. Mainland China reported a drop in new coronavirus cases for the fourth consecutive day Sunday, as Beijing seeks to stamp out the risk of a second wave of infections by shutting its borders to foreign travelers and cutting international flights. The National Health Commission said in a statement Monday that 31 new coronavirus cases were recorded Sunday, including one locally transmitted infection, dropping from 45 cases a day earlier. Four new deaths were reported, taking the cumulative death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in the mainland to more than 3,300. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson thanked the public and all essential workers for their help during the coronavirus crisis. In a video posted on social media on Sunday, Johnson, who was self-isolating in Downing Street, thanked NHS staff, returning staff, pharmacists, essential workers, and the volunteers for all their hard work. He said that we're going to do it. We're going to do it together. So thank you all. And remember, stay at home, protect our NHS, and save lives. This is VOA News. A limited emergency use authorization for two anti-malarial drugs touted as game changers by U.S. President Donald Trump has been issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to treat coronavirus patients. In a statement published Sunday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services detailed recent donations of medicine to a national stockpile, including two drugs, both being investigated as potential COVID-19 treatments. It said the FDA had allowed them to be distributed and prescribed by doctors to hospitalized teen and adult patients with COVID-19 as appropriate when a clinical trial is not available or feasible. Mr. Trump said last week that the two drugs could be a gift from God, despite scientists warning against the dangers of overhyping unproven treatments. Many researchers, including Anthony Fauci, the United States' leading infectious disease expert, have urged the public to remain cautious until larger clinical trials validate smaller studies. The Panama Canal Authority says two cruise ships carrying more than 1,800 passengers and crew stranded off the Central American country and hoping to reach a port in Florida had begun the process of transiting the canal. The announcement came Sunday after the passengers of the Zaandam and Rotterdam received mixed signals. While Panamanian officials said they would let the ships transit the canal, the cruise company said it had not been given permission, and Fort Lauderdale's mayor said he did not want the ship to dock near his city, at least without extensive precautions. Four people aboard it had died, and at least two had tested positive for COVID-19. During an interview Sunday, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido said that Venezuela should form an emergency government made up of the opposition and some members of the ruling Socialist Party to receive foreign aid needed to confront the coronavirus outbreak. President Nicolas Maduro has been broadly discredited among Western nations after he disputed the 2018 re-election, leaving a few foreign financiers willing to provide funds to improve a healthcare system decimated by years of economic crisis. Guaido, who has been recognized by more than 50 nations, including the United States, as the country's rightful president, said a coalition government would be able to convince multilateral agencies to provide $1.2 billion in financing to address the outbreak. The emergency government would not include Maduro or other top allies, he said, a group of whom were indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice on Thursday on accusations of narco-terrorism. He declined to reveal the names of potential participants. Maduro has dismissed Guaido as a puppet of the United States. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.